A terrible story about an arson attack on the Yeovil Market on Monday night. Police are searching for those responsible for the looting of shops belonging to foreign nationals living in Yeovil. Many were burnt, looted by what is believed to be the Dadula movement. So Eyewitness News went out yesterday, spoke to some of the shop owners who said they've received threats from the movement and they were told if they didn't leave their shops would be burnt. Dominic Majola, EWN reporter, went out to Yeovil and she joins us in studio now. Dominic, good afternoon to you. Thanks for your time. Firstly, what do we believe actually happened here?
So, afternoon, Mandy. So, when I spoke to shop owners, and I spoke to over 20 of them, they were telling me that they received threats prior to that last week when the Dadula movement were marching just close to Yeovil, and they were told that if you don't leave, we're going to burn your shops down. And true to their word, just 3 days later, their shops were burnt. And I think for me, so many people, this is happening. I don't know what police are doing about it, but I think we do have just a soundbite for you to sort of understand and paint a picture of what exactly, of how exactly they're feeling.
My name is Jeanette Mayeto. I'm selling here in the Yeova market, but she's burning that market in the night. I don't know, because she says she don't want the foreigners. She don't like the foreigner. She asked the foreigner must leave that the market. Because they come here in the night, no, they're burning the market. But all our stuff, the staff, you see some the people that are stealing. That's too much, but it's painful.
Where are you from?
Me, I'm from Congo.
Okay. Yeah. And was the shop, because I'm hearing that the shop was closed for 4 days.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes, it's true.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's not for 4 days, it's 3 days. Yeah, it's true.
Okay, and why did the shop close?
Yeah, but closing the shop because for that, the people calling with Dudula or Dudula. Yeah, she says she don't like us, I'm staying here. I must leave the shop because she asks I'm the foreigner. She don't like the foreigner, she must take the shop. It's better South Africa, she must take the shop. But us, I'm paying the rent. I'm not selling here for free, no. But I don't know, she don't like us.
My name is Anna Mukunzi. I'm from Congo DRC.
Yes. What happened here?
We heard some calls about at night, 1 o'clock, that the market is burning. So the information is that somebody jumped on the roof and put fire on. We don't know. And some people says it's Dudula people. Because last week they passed here and marched, insult us, and some ladies told us that Siachisa market. We didn't know that it would be this way.
And what did they say to you?
They say Siachisa market.
Siachisa market?
Yes.
The people, Dundula people.
When they were singing, when they were about going, they say, we will come back and burn your market.
You must leave our market because this is our country. You must go back in your home. Like, you don't understand, we'll come to burn you. Everything for you. So why they come to burn? Dundula people, Dundula, or Dundula people. Ah, that one.
So this was when, because I'm hearing that the shops were closed for 3 days, I think.
Yes, before we closed for 3 days. It's a week now. They come back again and do this.
And they said, yes, we don't understand, we're burning now. So why they come to burn?
And how do you feel about this, what just happened?
It's so sad, it's so scary. We are not...
We are not safe in this
we are
country.
Not safe.
I don't know what the government say about it. Because it's not only here, even in town there. The people suffer every day, even in front of police. They say you are foreign, but go back to your country. They say no, everybody, South Africa, they are everywhere. Nobody can touch them. They are free, but how come here? The people suffer every day. They know no, must go back to your country. Even in presence of police, that's a problem. Police is there and then they tell you that that's saying the police can't do anything.
Incredibly powerful audio there from the shop owners at the Yeovil Market who have now lost everything. Their shops have been burnt down. Police are supposedly investigating, but there doesn't seem to be much progress happening there. And if you've ever been to the Yeovil Market, it really is a melting pot of African representation in the city. So it really is just devastating to hear that. So Dominic, you were out there yesterday. You brought us that audio. What are the police saying about what's happening now?
So police were mum yesterday and finally this morning I just decided I want to speak to them because this doesn't make any sense. Now I'm being told that there hasn't been an investigation that has been launched. No police officer has been assigned to it. No, a case has not even been opened. it completely baffles me. How is it that a shop, over 15 shops were burnt and no investigation? No one has been appointed. That does not even make sense.
Mm. Well, Dominic, thank you very much for bringing us that audio. Dominic Majola, EWN reporter, having a look at what clearly is a xenophobic attack at the Oval Market.